Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said, "Divinity often reveals itself in very ordinary ways," meaning that God often reveals himself in very ordinary, out of our expectation kind of way, in a very simple sense. But that oftentimes God for us, God revealed himself in the very, just as I have said in earlier homilies, in a very simple, consistent, and faithful way. We heard in the gospel today, we have a compare and contrast of two kings. The first king is Herod, who is always scared about losing his power. Because he was scared of losing his power, when he saw the Magi who came to worship Jesus, the newborn king, he was scared. And later on, we heard that he went out of his way to kill all the newborns so that no one would challenge his power. He was the king, and his kingship was based on fear. Yet Jesus Christ is another king, and his kingship was based on love. And this king, whose kingship was not based on entitlement or fear or power, revealed himself to people that are very ordinary, that are often forgotten. At Christmas, we have read from the gospel reading that Jesus revealed himself to the shepherds, those who were forgotten, abandoned, and ignored by the rest of society. And today, for the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord, he revealed himself to all who seek him with a sincere heart. He revealed himself first at Christmas to the people of the Old Covenant, those who are waiting for the Messiah. And today he revealed himself to all the Gentiles, us, who were not part of the original covenant, but who seek him with a sincere heart. The Magi represent men of great faith, to leave everything that they have known behind in order to find this newborn king. If you and I receive a prophecy or a sign or something that telling us we need to leave our home and go across the world, go to the Arabian desert or something to find what God has revealed to us, I would say, "Lord, you're crazy. I ain't going." Right? We would say, "Lord, I don't want to leave my TV. I don't want to leave my car. I don't want to leave my AC, God willing. I'm not going to leave my comfort zone and go across the world to find you. How about you come here and find me instead?" Right? Oftentimes, we don't want to leave our comfort zone in order to embark on a faith journey. But yet, each and every one of us are called to embark on a faith journey, just like the Magi, to leave everything of comfort behind in order to seek God. Throughout this week, we celebrated a lot of saints. Today, we celebrated St. John Neumann, the first bishops to be canonized in the United States of America. And then on the 4th, we celebrated St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first American-born woman to be canonized as a saint. And St. Elizabeth Ann Seton teaches us and reminds us that faith is a great journey. And in order for us to truly seek this journey, we need what she asked for: perseverance. Perseverance is important. When we seek God, we got to leave our comfort zone, everything that we have known or have built up for ourselves, and embark on a journey that's sometimes hard. That's why we need perseverance, to always ask God, "Lord, I need you." Especially at times I cannot feel you, at times I cannot see you, at times I cannot understand you. "Lord, guide me by your star. Guide me by grace. Guide me through your power that I continue to seek you, to love you, and to find you at the end of the journey." Oftentimes we want our journey to end like a marathon. No, to end like a sprint, but it's a lifelong marathon. So that we have to keep some days just one foot in front of the next and walk, knowing that Jesus Christ is always with us, to seek His will, to seek His presence, and to love His will at all times. And second of all, once the Magi had seen Jesus Christ, the true King that they've been searching for, they offered Him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That reminds us of Christ and His offices of as King, as priest, and as prophet of the new covenant. And each and every one of us, on the day of our baptism, had received the same faculties, the same gifts that Jesus Christ did. Not of real gold, not of frankincense and myrrh. I don't think St. Jude Thaddeus have enough money to give you all that stuff. But each and every one of you, on the day of your baptism, had received Christ's own office as being King and Queen. For we are children of God the Almighty, King of the universe. Therefore, we're all royalty. How are we living our kingship and queenship, our royal dignity? Is Christ and is God living in us? Can people see us, see our dignity, and see that God is living in us yet or not? Second, we were also baptized into the office of priest to offer our daily sacrifices, especially you as lay people, offer your daily sacrifices for the sanctification of the world. Are you willing to offer up the Mass and your prayers, and your sacrifices, your hardship, your trials for the greater sanctification of the world? Or are you only worrying about yourself? At times, I don't like what's going on, and I said, Lord, I offer these up to You. And Lord, please be with me. And please use whatever going on in my life. I offer for the people who don't know You, the people who are lost, the people who are too hurt, the people who have given up on faith, the people who have no hope, the people who are dying today, the people who cannot pray for themselves, Lord. I offer everything that I'm going through for them. I offer them in unity with You for the greater good of the world. That's what you can do as priests of Jesus Christ in your ordinary priesthood, by offering what's beautiful, what's intimate, what is personal in your own life. How beautiful it is that God wants you and I to offer what we have instead of what we should be to Him. Lord, everything that I have, I offer to You. And last of all, each and every one of you have given the office of to be prophets. And sometimes we think prophets are the ones who speak about the future or the things that no one else knows. No. A prophet is basically the mouthpiece of God. In order for a prophet to speak, the prophet then first need to do what? Listen. Listen to the word of God. Lift up his heart or her heart up to God, and allowing God to speak to him or her first before he or she speak. We are quick to speak and only speak of ourselves. Have we listened to God first in our prayer and in the scripture and willing to preach what is right instead of only preach on the things that are convenient, that are beneficial for us? Each and every one of you have been given the office of priest, prophet, and king. And I pray that you and I make a personal and intimate willingness and desire to take on what Christ, His mission, His purpose, who He is, as we become Christ-like, that we share Christ to one another. And let us also point people to Christ, who is seeking them, who is loving them, who is desiring them in the most ordinary way that this world can never offer. Therefore, I pray for you, and please pray for me. Let us pray for one another, so that in our daily journey, in our faith journey, may we always seek Christ. May we always remain faithful to Him, even at times we don't know why, for we know that He's always with us and is always waiting for us.